nobody tell me how I got here. No, I can't even see my path. I've got a summer wasting all my good time searching for somebody.
This is Something From Nothing, a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. I'm Justin Lewis. The song underneath me is called Wasteland, an original by an up-and-coming self-described progressive country musician. Her name is Haley Martin. The episode will feature more of her original music, but will end with a cover, one that you may not expect from this style of musician. Stay tuned. The musical artist featured this week takes elements of different types of music to make her own unique style. For fans of country, they will walk away with a greater appreciation for pop. For pop music lovers, well, they will like what they hear as a country music sound. And according to Haley,
and blues fans would think it's, you know, they wouldn't know what to say.
In other words, she appeals to a broad crowd, but her music is difficult to classify. Haley and I met in her personal recording studio, a spare room in her parents' house. Guitars displayed all over, a keyboard set up on the far wall from the entrance. On the same wall as the doorframe was a cubby with an iMac and voice recording microphones that this podcaster could appreciate. Up against the wall to my left was a desk and a comfortable sitting place that looked like a typical songwriting spot. Turns out that wasn't the case. The two places she writes the majority of her songs was surprising to me. More on that later. Long before she was capable of writing her own songs, she was showing interest in playing the guitar. Although it was actually meant as a gift for her brother, it was Haley that picked up the instrument. And at this time, she was only 5 years old.
I chung-chunged around the house for a really long time.
Haley did not have musically inclined influence in her immediate family, but she had an inspiration from a close family friend.
His name is Brother Apple, and he's been there forever, but he played the guitar, and he kind of inspired me to want to pick up the guitar because I wanted to be like Brother Apple and play on stage at church. And I used to go over to his house and with my mom, and while they were taking care of church things, my mom and his wife, he would take me into the other room and we would play guitar and he'd show me chords and everything. And so finally, when I was 7 years old, my parents got me guitar lessons because they were like, she's probably not going to put this thing down, so we might as well teach her how to play it to where it sounds good.
The lessons were put to use and Haley fulfilled her wish of being on stage at church, probably much sooner than she expected.
I started getting up on stage at church when I was probably 11 years old, about, just playing with the worship band. And then there was a moment where some things happened and some people ended up leaving the church. And I had to take over and lead praise and worship for a little while when I was like 13 or 14 years old. Uh-huh. And so I was, you know, picking the songs, leading the songs, playing with the band, and it was crazy. And people were coming and going. We got a new, like, lead guitar player, and he helped me out a lot. We had, like, a new pianist, but just through that whole, like, phase of my life, I got to play with a bunch of different really talented musicians in church on that stage. And from there, I started doing, like, youth rallies. I would go to those kinds of things for other churches or for my church, and play for them.
Then she changed gears completely. Haley expanded her experience from leading and inspiring in a church and entered a national music competition. When she was just 14 years old, she tried out for The Voice. She traveled to the nearest trial, which was in Memphis.
And I, you know, sang pop songs because, I mean, I've always loved all kinds of music, like I said. And so I sang Kelly Clarkson, she's my queen. She's my favorite vocalist ever. And I actually didn't make it to the producers. Obviously, I wasn't on the show, but I made it past all the rounds before that. I made it really, really far. I made it to the casting company. I did my interview for the producers. At 14 years old, and it was just all like, oh my gosh, this could actually happen. And then it didn't, and I was devastated. But that was kind of my moment when I was like, okay, maybe this is where I need to start looking into doing maybe some more pop music. and maybe I don't have to be a Christian music artist, you know. Maybe I should venture into a pop world. And so I started venturing into pop, and I met some people in Nashville that were really excited about my career and about what I was doing with music.
But she kind of hit a wall with her songwriting as a pop artist. She felt like it wasn't flowing or coming to her like it should. So she started listening to country music for inspiration. And she started
old style, like Dolly Parton, like Loretta, then some new people, like Carrie Underwood and Martina, and just the popular people. And I started listening to them a little bit more, paying more attention to what their songs were about. And then I started writing country music, and everything, like my sound, everything started to make sense.
Oh, yeah. Could be raining outside, could be coming down hard. It could be flooding the streets, starting to creep under the sidewalks and yards. It could be drowning out the sorrows of yesterdays and tomorrows, but I wouldn't know. 'Cause I'm too busy just looking at you.
Haley said in this period of time she wrote so many songs it was hard to keep up with. And while we were on the subject, Haley talked specifically about the songwriting process.
Most of my songs that I've come up with, like the songs that I've recorded or posted or something like that, they come to me as I'll hear a phrase or something, and I'll like, that'll be my hook. And I'm like, oh, that would be a great hook for a song. Mm-hmm. And so I'll play with it. I'll try to find like a melodic line for that hook. And then I'll usually write the chorus first. It's just how it happens. Or unless that, you know, phrase that I hear is somewhere in the verse. I wrote a song recently where I just started singing something, and I was like, oh, I like that. But it ended up in the whole scheme of the song not being the chorus at all. It was like a pre-chorus or something like that, just like almost an insignificant part in the whole song. But it usually starts with a chorus, and I'll take it and I'll, you know, ponder on it for a little while. And then I always would finish songs on a drive to Murray. And this is going to sound so safe. Nobody do this. All right, it's going to sound so not safe. Nobody needs to do this, because I would think of words and I would whip out my voice recorder on my phone and I would start like singing the words, and then I would get to Murray and I'd have to like type it all out and record the whole song. But yeah, most of my songs come to me in the car while I'm driving, which is, you know, I don't have an auxiliary cord in my car, so I usually just entertain myself by writing songs.
Haley said she writes at times outside her car as well, and she has found something that works, although it's a little strange.
If I'm gonna write songs, I will not sit in a chair for any reason. Now, when I'm recording songs, I'll sit in the chair. Right. But it's the same when I was like doing homework for school. I just, for some reason, I think better if I don't have to worry about an uncomfortable position in my body. You know, I just free everything else in my body up. I don't worry about how I look or how I'm sitting or anything, and everything just, I don't know, it flows better. I think better. And I don't know. It's honestly like the weirdest quirk that I have, probably, is that I just, especially when I'm being creative, I sit in the floor.
Haley recalled one of these instances specifically. It was the song Like a Lady.
I don't exactly remember what happened, but I was in one of those moments where I was like, you know what? I'm a strong woman. Like, you know, one of those very independent woman kind of points in my life. And it was, I guess, also a time where I felt really vulnerable and I needed something to make me feel more confident. And, you know, I started thinking about, it was actually right here in this room. I started thinking about different things that like confident women do, or what I do when I'm confident. And I was like, I paint my nails. Okay, I get my nails done. like a lady. And like that like came and I was like, all right, I really like that. And so I started going with that and coming up with different things to go on along with the chorus. To understand, I got my heels on like a lady. I'm going doing what I want like a lady. So here's to all my ladies, put your hands up and go crazy, yeah.
This lady doesn't just write and record. She performs out and about all over the region, mostly as a solo act. This can add an extra level of difficulty even beyond the actual performance. Haley talked about how she has to sometimes deal with unwanted behaviors.
I feel like being a woman, especially a woman who labels herself as a country music artist, mm-hmm. a young one, and I don't look scary in any way. I like to think I'm not a scary person, so I am kind of... Some people would look at me and think that I'm vulnerable. And so being that kind of woman, that kind of girl in those situations, sometimes there are those people that try to, I don't know, they're kind of possessive, you know, hey, sweetheart, hey, sexy, you know, things like that, mm-hmm. you know, trying to get you to play their songs. I usually say, no, I don't know that. Sorry. There are those things. I've never been in a situation where I feel really unsafe because I always have somebody there with me. My drummer, his name is Kevin. He's like a second dad to me. And if my parents can't be at a gig, Kevin's there. Mm. And I've made so many connections. And that was my other point. You know, on one side, there are those like creepy people. Even women can be creepy sometimes. It's not just men. Mm. But on the other side, being a young artist that, you know, I'm very blessed to say that people see like potential in me. They want to protect me, you know? So I've met so many people who, will come to my shows if I need them to, if I'm like, I've never been here before. Like, I don't know what this vibe is going to be like. Mm-hmm. They're like, I'll be there, you know? And most of the time my parents are there. They're amazing. They come to everything and not because I asked them to, but they want to be there. But yeah, I've always got somebody with me. And I would say, you know, to any girl who's wanting to go out and gig, even if it is in Nashville, even if it's in a great place, you know, I've been to country clubs where I feel not, you know, the best, the vibe is weird. And so I would always say, like, take someone that you trust, even if it's like a woman. My drummer's wife can kick anybody's butt in the world. She's like smaller than me, but she's, yeah, she'll protect, she would protect me. So.
As you can see, Haley is intentional with her career. She's worked hard to position herself to succeed. She's finishing up her second internship in Nashville, and she's creating a name for herself as a performer. Her hope is to find a job in the business to pay the bills, but continue to pursue her dream of performing. And who knows? Maybe one day she will be a one-name country diva. Dolly, Reba, Shania, Haley? Sounds good to me. If you want to hear more from Haley, you can find her music on the YouTube page she has available called Haley Martin Music. And she is all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. Look her up. Although Haley is a great songwriter and has produced high-quality original music, some of which you've heard throughout this episode, she also does a great job covering other musicians' songs. She has a way of making them her own. This episode will end with a song not written by her but performed well in her progressive country style. Since the host of this show... He's a huge fan of 90s music. Haley agreed to play her version of Radiohead.
Yes. so very special. Oh, I wish I was special, but I'm a creep and I'm a widow. What am I doing here? Why don't care if it hurts? I just wanna have control. I want a perfect body.
This has been Something From Nothing, a WKMS podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. More episodes are available on WKMS.org. Taylor Inman edited and mixed this episode, which was produced by me, your host, Justin Lewis. Thanks for listening.